Years since you last came to England and played. What have you been doing since?
Trying to get the right group to play my music.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it takes a long time to get to play what I do. Now I have the perfect thing. Wait till they hear this group.
You reckon this group is better than any band you've had before?
Best. Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
So how do you go about finding musicians to play your music? Is it difficult?
Well, I've had the people that are with me, Jeff Morris Tepper, the slide guitar player. I've had him for 5 years. I met him up in Trinidad, California, just before the Oregon border, where I was living. Then, a friend of mine now, that was at a lot of my concerts, named Eric Drew Feldman, bass and synthesizer and piano. I've had these two people for about 5 years, you see, but now I have another fellow that just joined me that has been listening to me since he was 11 years old, and he's a slide guitar player named Brave Midnight Hat Size Snyder, Winnebago Sioux Indian, and German, yeah.
So does he actually play on this album?
No, I just got him. Another fellow that played on this album, Drumbo, played guitar, but had never been on the stage playing guitar, and decided that he'd do something else, so I got this guy.
Drumbo is actually John French,
yeah,
who has been with you a long, long time,
yeah,
on and off.
Yeah, on drums.
Yeah.
Now, he left. He was on this album that I just did, Dock at the Radar Station for Virgin. He left, and the fellow that I have now is Brave Midnight Hat Size Snyder, Winnebago Sioux Indian.
And he came along with that name. You didn't christen him for that.
Oh, I did, of course. And, his name is Richard Snyder.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's good. He's the best with this. I mean, he's a great player and slide player. And learned all of this stuff in 3 weeks. 38 tunes.
Yeah.
He knew a lot of them, but the new album, he learned all of that recently. I mean, well, 3 weeks.
Legend has it that the magic band who recorded Tramp Mass Replica with you,
yes,
that you actually taught them everything.
Well,
on that
of course
record.
I did. I mean, how could they play? I mean, of course I taught them. I taught everything I play. I have to teach.
You mean that they weren't experienced musicians before they came to you, or they just hadn't played anything like your music before?
Well, they hadn't played anything like my music, and they weren't that experienced musicians before they came with me, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is it very difficult to get people to think along your lines? I mean, what are the demands of you?
Of course, it's hard to think along my lines.
Yeah.
It's hard to think along anybody's lines.
Yeah.
I want it exactly the way I want it. Any composer, I would think, would want it that way. They play it. I mean, they're excellent players. They're great players. I'm doing the music. I want it exactly the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't deviate at all. Don't you think that somebody like Stravinsky, for instance, don't you think that it would annoy him if somebody bent a note the wrong way?
Yeah.
Or used a purple bow on a violin when you want a red bow?
Yeah.
Or a green bow, being simplistic. I mean, there's a lot of other colors.
You can bring up a beard just like... Disowned or disassociated yourself from various records you've made. You've not been pleased with the production or one thing or another. Which ones, looking back now, do you still like? You still play?
I don't ever play any of my music again after I do it. I mean, it's boring to listen to something you've done. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I'm on to new things, you see.
Yeah.
But they're all my babies, you see. I mean, I've got to hear all of them anyway, whether it's mud all over their faces or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't usually hear them unless I'm going to perform them again. You say, then I'll listen to them because I have to learn the words again.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music, yeah.
There have been various projects on the stocks at one time or another, like a book of poems and novels. Are these actually going to appear?
Definitely. Now that I have the manager that I have now, Ling Lucas. Ling is a Mandarin Chinese-born lady, and she's very good. Played with the Taiwan Opera. Erhu, Zinghu, those instruments and sings Chinese.
Yeah.
Opera music. Now, she totally understands what I'm doing, and I will put out stuff now. Now that I know that it's in safe hands.
Am I correct in saying that you live out in the Southern Californian desert in a trailer?
It's 2.5 hours when I hit the pavement to Los Angeles. When I hit the pavement, I live in a trailer, yeah, in the desert. Up in the Mojave Desert, the high desert. And my neighbors are coyotes, rattlesnakes, ravens. I should have brought some ravens over to the Tower of London. I mean, those are crows. Those are not ravens. These ravens are at least 2.5 feet tall, probably. 2 feet tall. And they imitate all of the animals. I mean, they're actually able to imitate other animals' noises.
Which animals?
Coyotes, turtles. That's when they imitate them real slow.
No, I can't. Is it important to you to live out there for your music and your work?
Mm-mm. It's more important for me to live up in Trinidad, California. I love fog. I love changing all the time. The desert is so subtle. If you really delve into how subtle it is, it's subtle.
Mm-hmm. Are you pleased with this album, Doc at the Radar Station?
Totally.
Completely.
Every note, everything. I did the whole thing. And it's one of the first times I've been able to do the whole thing. It's exactly the way I want it to be.
You got a track on here called A Carrot Is As Close As A Rabbit Gets To A Diamond, which
no
is...
No money. Yeah, I mean, that's all you get is a carrot. You don't get the diamond.
How do you apply a title like that to an instrumental track?
Because of the fact that you say a carrot is as close as a rabbit gets to a diamond, meaning that I don't get any money. You say it's just an art piece. And all I will get is a carrot at the end of, you know, like in front of you, a carrot to lead you on. As long as I get something to eat, I can do the art.
Does it bother you that the majority of the rock audience would probably find you difficult to listen to?
It pleases me because of that mama heartbeat. That's so boring. It's so banal. I mean, it's so hypnotic.
So you're talking about disco, really, are you?
All of it. Rock and roll, disco, anything where they think the drummer is an imbecile that sits there and goes bomp, bomp, bomp. I mean, who needs that?
Yeah.
Why do they need that?
So you like your music to be irregular, do you?
Artistic. I don't want to hypnotize anybody. I just want to play. I mean, I want things to change, like the patterns and shadows that fall from the sun.
Well, look, there's one man that nobody, I think, can ever point a finger at and say he sold out and went commercial. Because ever since I first heard the first record he ever made, which was way back in the middle 60s, he's been making the craziest type of records. But they're always interesting. He's an off-the-wall one-off. Captain Beefheart and his magic band.